So we brought all the X-Men to the show in November.
Yeah.
X-Men 97 was supposed to release
that week,
right? On Disney Plus in November.
Yeah.
Literally, I was told the weekend of Retro. So that would have been insanity.
Something make, I don't know how to do it, but something about non-toy, but toy-themed stuff.
Well, I mean, like, we talk about wrestling, we talk about comics, we talk about...
But movies. Like, you have an, you know, like, I had a Star Wars notebook, like a, or
oh.
I had a Star Wars zipper pen case.
Yeah. Snarf pencil topper.
Oh, so,
Ecto Cooler.
Snarf.
Ecto Cooler.
Okay. So do you want to go from bootlegs then to tchotchke?
Steve or car freshener. Okay.
All the things around toys that collectors...
There is one of those collecting. I can order.
Yeah, I know.
That was a San Diego thing, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Joe Exotic is who Beetlejuice was when he was alive.
Forrest. Forrest. He's so angry, even when he was happy. Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Magic Legs.
It's a long movie.
I love it.
I just started running.
It happens.
There's a boot. I couldn't even think of what it's called. It's like Tom or I don't know. They did a 12-inch figure of him with the bench.
Oh, was it 21st or one of the other?
It's early 12-inch when, you know, now there's a million third-party companies doing 12-inch figures, but...
Dragon?
No, Dragon did military. Dragon was...
He was military?
I was like, could have did one.
Hey, I sold a ton of Dragon. Dragon models, 12-inch, the figures were incredible and the model kits are incredible. And that was predominantly, you know, so I think of Dragon. This is a funny story. And if we talked about this, I'm sorry. Let's talk about it one more time.
Okay.
I don't think we did, though. So when I used to be online, and this is a long time ago, 2003. And I don't know if I said this. So, and Dragon model. So, we had, I kind of fibbed in a way, because if you want to get a major manufacturer to carry you, or to allow you to carry them, you're nobody.
Right.
And there wasn't a ton of online, maybe your big companies, but the smaller guys didn't have much of a presence. So I listed items I didn't have from multiple companies. But I wasn't selling.
Right.
Like, there wasn't even a merchant account linked. So let's say you had three different companies listed. And I paid for this incredible website, which back then it was, you had to hire developers and it wasn't like a free site that you could just get with a hosting plan. And then I preloaded it with like five different companies' items. Then you call the company you want and say, I have all these other companies. And I'm looking to add you to my business.
My portfolio.
And then I get that company. I'm winging it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, why? I don't understand.
And then I call another company. I go, well, I got this company and I got these other companies. And then next thing you know, I had all these companies.
Well, was it because like they looked at it like if you were a startup, you were a risk. So they weren't going to have their product ride on you, so to speak.
Well, most of these companies are COD anyway. So it's not like they were left in the lurch or whatever. Like they weren't going to get screwed out of their money. They didn't ship it if you didn't pay. But some of these companies, why would I open up an account to you? You're nobody. Like, right. Like we only give our accounts to
prestige.
So if you had prestigious product companies with their logos on your site, and they're like,
you're a top dog.
Right. I mean, I was not being totally truthful, but I was trying to
start somewhere,
get this guy to give me an account. And then he gave me an account. And then the other guy, and then so that guy, this guy gave me an account because that guy had gave me an account, but this guy didn't get, it was, if, and that's kind of, next thing you know, I had all these accounts. And the funny thing was, the business grew for military at the time. So we were strong for military. Diecast tanks, planes, model kits, 12-inch military. And where am I going with this? So then, and maybe I've said this before, but then I had sent a million emails to McFarland to carry their line, and they didn't give me the time of day. Yeah. No reply, no reply, no reply.
Todd's Toys. Is this Todd's Toys? Hey, I want toys.
What would you do?
So it went nowhere. So I, but you know, it's like, you know, back when I did email, I don't do email now. But anyway, I don't.
He doesn't answer emails.
I don't. Don't ever send me an email. I'll never get like that. So on the left, I had folders for, you know, the different companies. So all my emails to McFarland just, and then one day I get a phone call from like the vice president of McFarland Toys. We're starting a military line and we'd love for you to carry our product. And I laughed.
You're like, nah.
No, I laughed. And they're like, what's so funny? And I'm like, I have a folder with all the times you've turned me down. And now you want me to carry your product. And it was because I was known in the military community for carrying military collectibles. And they were introducing a military line and now they needed me.
That's how it works.
So then I got my account, but I didn't have to meet any minimum requirements because I said, I'm not ordering 720 cases and da-da-da a year. Yeah. And so then I had the account. So I don't know how I got sidetracked by that, but it was interesting.
Best McFarlane.
Something led to Dragon, and I said Dragon, and then that made me think of that.
Best McFarlane military figure, the SWAT guy kicking down the door.
That's not McFarlane. That's
is it not?
That's Dusty Trail Toys.
Yeah.
It is a cool figure. Small side story about that. So the guy who founded Dusty Trail Toys was the son of the guy who founded 21st Century Toys.
Oh.
Who did 12-inch figures that you would have found at any Toys R Us.
Right.
World War II, German, American, Russian, British. They did 1/32nd scale and 1/18th scale tanks. They even did a 1/6 scale tank you could have found at Walmart. That was a Stuart remote control. And the son left. They had a falling out. He left. He formed Dusty Trail. And the one time I went to Toy Fair in New York, I met them. And Series 2 had just come out and they were teasing Series 3, which never got released. But they had some of the mock-ups where you sculpt them in much larger scale than what they get made for the detail. And he had told me that the scene, so there's the SWAT guy kicking the door. Mm-hmm. Then there's the guy called Spider, who's got a beanie on, some tattoos, and he's posed like sideways, like
diving.
Yeah. And it's supposed to come with a couch. No couch. They didn't make the couch. But that was a cool line, Dusty Trail Toys.
It definitely was.
And then they got into sports figures and went right after McFarlane. And I think it was Replay. Replays.
Yeah. And they had like more articulation. Right, yeah. And they were
small. Like 5-inch?
Yeah, they were
something like that.
And then whatever reason, then they went belly up. But yeah, that was... Toy Fair was cool. Going to New York, we flew in one day and met all the manufacturers. And I haven't been in so many years, so I don't know how it is now. But when you went, you could place orders. And depending on how much orders you placed for the upcoming releases, there was incentives built in. So like if you place $10,000 and you got this
extra,
$15,000, you got this. They wanted you to commit.
Of course.
And they would tease their upcoming releases. So I remember sitting down with Sideshow and ordering a bunch of stuff.
That's something, now that you mentioned Toy Fair, that's something that's a lot different now. Because I used to look forward to any Toy Fair coverage. mm-hmm. once a year.
Yep.
And then you'd know.
For the year.
For the year, what was coming out. But now stuff comes out, there's like, I don't know, each line might do 50, 60, 100 figures.
Well, I mean, just look at Hasbro.
But then you'd wait all year and it'd be like 13 figures.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, you just sit there and just wait for months.
Yeah.
I gotta have that guy, you know, and that's completely different now.
Now Hasbro drops like shows.
Well,
like live streams of 34 waves of Star Wars and Marvel.
I don't know necessarily what's better because we live in a world where there's immediate data and information. Like, you know, a movie's being made so far in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's shots leaked from the set. You know who's cast. You just, everybody knows everything.
Or they think they do.
I remember going to the theater, and when you saw a trailer, that's the first,
right.
first you knew.
Time you saw it.
Coming next year.
And it was
year.
Just it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing the Return of the Jedi trailer, and I was like crapping my pants. Like, it was so cool. Yeah, that I skipped school, you know, went to saw the movie.
I saw
with my parents' permission. They took me.
I remember seeing the preview to 1989 Batman. I was at my grandma's house, and I stood up from the floor and just
bug-eyed.
In 8 months. Like,
right.
Oh, my God. I have to wait 8 months.
8 months.
Yeah. And then all you do, it's like, you know, when if there was a movie that ended knowing there's another movie.
Oh, like a cliffhanger?
Then you waited 2 years talking about.
And that was quick.
What's going to happen?
Well, yeah. Now it's like, oh, they've got a writer. They've got a director. It's a production.
This writer's been canned. Now there's reshoots.
Right.
This here's leaks from the set. Yeah. Like, and it's
so-and-so in costume.
It's you know.
Check out this 5 minutes of footage with no CGI.
Well, right? Like, yeah. So the new Deadpool trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I saw that footage of them fighting like a year ago.
Yeah.
Somebody leaked it.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I will say, I'm stoked for that.
Oh, no, that movie looked...
Make
Marvel great again, right?
Yeah, it's just, but it's... The problem is you... It kind of, for me at least, it takes it out. Takes out the fun of it. Because I like seeing the finished product, not the...
Well, it's like when people come in the store and they start talking about it. Oh, you got to see this movie. And it says, and I was like, stop. Like, I want to,
right.
If you've recommended the movie, then I'll watch it.
Last 10 minutes.
Right. That's a joke we have with Chad.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I didn't ruin anything. It's in the last 10 minutes. It was like, well, now I know in the last 10 minutes, something's going to happen. Like, I don't want to know anything. Or you're never going to expect what's going to happen. So whatever I think's going to happen, isn't going to happen. Because it's not, don't just recommend just the movie and stop talking. Because I just want to see it.
Well, it's like everyone walking in now is like, X-Men 97, X-Men 97.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, stop talking.
Well, here's the thing. So, you know, we're filming this, what is it, May?
Yeah, it was June.
Okay. So we brought all the X-Men to the show in November.
Yeah.
X-Men 97 was supposed to release
that week, right?
On Disney Plus in November.
Yeah.
Literally, I was told the weekend of Retro. So that would have been insanity.
Well, imagine if you were like X amount episodes in, though.
I know.
It would have been even more bonkers.
So it's like we were ahead of the game. It's just like when we had all the turtles together, then all of a sudden, those turtles are everywhere.
Yep.
Everywhere together. Yeah. I bet you they didn't have as much fun as they had, though, at Retro.
This is true.
Well, the other thing was with the X-Men thing, the timing plan for that, it worked out, but we were... working on that for like 3 years, getting them there.
Oh yeah, no, we tried for years.
Yeah, and it was always some issue or something that got in the way.
Went through one agent to another agent, or this or that, or this one can't come, or. But the fire that show is having now, with excitement and everybody's digging on it and loving it, and I was like, a retro would have just been a zoo, more than it already is. And then those figures that we had them sign, like The X-Men 97 Rogues, like $100.
Unsigned.
Unsigned.
Unsigned. Yeah.
And I think we had her sign like 30 of them.
Yeah. And the Wolverines.
Yeah, the Cal Dodd. That Wolverine's $50 loose.
Yeah.
Could even be more by now. I don't even know. Like.
It's a real thing.
I still haven't even got caught up with it. I'm like three episodes in, and I was like, it's great.
It's.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm glad. And they recreated that same intro, but they computered it. It-ish. Yeah,
but it's anime. Still good.
Oh, it looks, it's great. They didn't change the music or anything. Didn't you move it? Where is it?
Why is it going off so damn much?
I think I keep selling stuff. Just move it into the kitchen.
Where is
it? Still here.
It's on top of the comics.
This is your fix?
To move that's far feet? Away.
It's far away from me.
It's on mute. I don't even get it.
No, answer me. Answer me.
It's definitely not
have
on
your
mute.
Phone. Answer me.
Yeah, do you,
I want to buy a toy.
Trying to get a toy, man.
How much to ship Skeletor's staff?
Is this the guys from YouTube?
I was like, you must not watch the channel. Oh, I watched every episode.
I watched every episode. I want to buy a flag for $500. Ship it to Alaska.
How much is shipping? It'll ship.
Can I buy parts?
But you ship on eBay. And I'm like, yes, I do. That's different inventory.
Will you buy my 35 Beanie Babies? They are all early editions.
With $50,000.
They have the pellets.
I have five Princess Diapers.
The stem is different. This is the rare version.
This is the rare version.
Okay. The tag protector on it.
Everybody who calls has the version you're calling about. It is not rare.
I can't seem to find this one Beanie Baby. I think it's worth a lot of money.
If you can't find it, it must be rare.
Yeah.
So, that's usually true, though. It's not with Beanie Babies.
Oh, man.
Beanie Babies and Hess trucks.
So, yeah, let's talk about...
And plates. Probably talked about that, though.
Yeah, we did.
What?
Plates.
Oh, no. Let's talk about bootlegs.
Why don't we talk about this alien Sting figure?
I think that's the Crow.
I don't know what camera we're on, but...
I don't know, man. His head...
You got to get the front.
God, it looks like...
And then... Look at that.
It looks like the interior of a car somewhere.
So, obviously something is missing, but this came in trade this week. And I'm keeping this.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you. Can you describe it for the people that are just listening?
It's horrible.
That's very good. So, I am holding a Sting action figure in my hand that looks like...
Hell.
Like, it looks like an alien head from Close Encounters.
Yes.
That looks like a squash.
It looks like the head of a cane.
Yeah.
Oh, like an ivory cane handle.
So he's missing his hair. And he's a little light on the action too, because that thing doesn't move.
Yeah. So it's hard
plastic. Went in the holes.
It's hard plastic.
Really?
So
if
you're
like a
no.
If you are listening to this, then you'll have to come to the YouTube portion to see it visually, because it's scary.
It's magnificent.
It's almost like a serpent Sting.
Yeah.
Or a sperm.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
And then here's another guy.
His head looks like a knee.
Dang it. Which, it's a bootleg
turtle
with a patch. And instead of a storage shell, he has a leaf on his back.
Well, because he's a frog.
Leapfrog.
Leaf frog.
Leaf frog. Leaf Garrickson. Eric.
But yeah, it's a turtle bootleg, even though it's not a turtle.
But we looked him up, and he comes with a motorized horse.
That's green. A green horse.
Right. So I'm keeping that.
I'm keeping that.
Because it's bad.
So this thing actually does say 98 WCW on it.
Well, there you go.
And it's licensed.
It says Toy Biz and Spectra Star.
And so, Andy, I don't know. Is there a wrestler that has... This is a bootleggy... It might not even be bootleg. It's just so poorly done.
It's very poorly done.
But what wrestler has 316 on his leg?
Austin 316.
Oh, so this is... there you go.
Yeah, but I don't think that's real.
If you look at this face... It is so bad. It
looks like Jason from Friday the 13th.
It's horrible. I'm keeping that because it's so good.
Like this.
All right, hold on. Look at that head.
It's not good.
He looks like he's angry to exist.
Again, if you want to see the visuals,
yeah,
check out the Toy Federation podcast channel on YouTube.
Oh, so this is a 97 Jack specific.
So oh, how, wow. How is it it's that real. Bad? And now this guy.
And it's not a bone cruncher, so.
Now this guy, it looks like a Chap May or a Big Lots bootleggy police guy, but his head is so small that it looks like the Beetlejuice, the guy in Beetlejuice who had the shrunken head on the couch.
Yep. Head day.
I think his head could fit literally in his hand.
Right? So it's just cool.
No markings.
No markings on the shelf.
He looks like his own house of mirror image.
But now look, two holes in his back.
Two like these.
Two holes in his back.
Two
holes in his back. What's going on here? So you know if you
got,
he's got a hole. He's got a hole in the bottom. That's
probably where you plug him onto the green horse.
Or he could leak fluid. That's cool.
I'm just trying to see if I can even find this Steve Austin figure.
Were they made this poorly?
I mean,
he looks like a vampire.
And I mean, the best thing about it is when he never wore tights like that.
Yeah, but it just feels too cheap.
Right. It's.
It doesn't feel quality.
The Jacks were
really that bad.
Yeah, they weren't good. But at the time, they were what you had.
So, did you have any bootlegs as a kid, Travis?
Yeah. I had some of the. I guess they're not exactly bootlegs, but they clearly are trying to get some of that He-Man money. I had some of the.
So the Remcos?
The Remco Warrior Beasts.
Let me see him for a sec.
I had Remco Warrior Beasts. I had Skullman and I had the Cobra Guy. And I might have had one other one. And I was, as a kid, I don't know how you thought of them. You're like, it looks like He-Man, but it's not. What is it?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe I got them in package and maybe I got them at a yard sale. I don't know. So, but they would always be kind of confusing. You knew they weren't the same, but.
See, it's weird for me because I think I was so focused as a kid that.
Laser focused.
When I went to the aisle, nothing else existed besides Star Wars and G.I. Joe. I didn't look at any, like, so I literally didn't know about it. Like, I knew about Transformers.
Didn't care.
But.
Wasn't your thing, right?
Well, it could have been my thing if I could see the cartoon. I couldn't. Like, it ended before I could, you know. When I got off the bus,
so
I only saw G.I. Joe. Star Wars, I saw the movies. But I also remember G.I. Joe, the little cartoon segments that led in to the comic. Because that was before the cartoon, I even think.
Yeah.
Because there was no law, if you watch The Toys That Made Us, on the G.I. Joe, there was no law about advertising a comic. With cartoons, but if it was toys, it was limited to the amount of animation you could use. So they would animate a portion of the comic and then it would go into turning the page and it was like so good. So yeah, I don't have any memory of bootlegs. I almost think that's why I'm so fascinated by them now.
I definitely have a lot of memories of bootlegs because like you looked at G.I. Joe and you looked at Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to see everything because in my mind, I knew I couldn't have everything, but if I could see it, it's like, I know, which was always confusing when figures never got released because then I'd never see them, but they'd be on the back of the card and, you know, but I went to, they used to have, I don't know what they were, but they were stores that carried a lot of merchandise from China.
So like Five and Dime stores or?
Yeah, something like that. They'd have like bars on the windows. You could go there and buy Ninja Stars, and it was all just cheaper products, but they had cheaper toys. So that's where I got a Multiforce 14 from as a kid, which I think I thought it was Transformers, you know, but it wasn't.
Yeah, because they bootlegged the hell out of a lot of Superion. You know how many bootlegs get?
And I saw a lot of that as a kid. I saw converters, which technically weren't bootleg, right, but they were definitely cheap. You know, I had a few GoBots, which a lot of people
thought those were bootleg when I was a kid.
But they came out before Transformers.
And they're heavy duty. Yeah. I mean, it's just they had the crappier cartoon.
Yeah.
It was animated more for kids, even though they're all for kids. The animation wasn't Sunbow quality.
Right.
So it just, and it just felt more kiddie, the Scooter, and it just was...
Yeah, it did. But, we've talked about this plenty of times, even though that it'd be like something like GoBots would be a cheaper cartoon to be the same voice actors. Because they all just did voices for everything.
Yeah, because so Arthur Destro, is it Psy-Kill or no? He's not Psy-Kill. He's one of the GoBots.
Was it Turbo? No. I forget. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
They all... You know, he was Spydrax, I remember.
Right. But see, right, my favorite animation is Sunbow, hands down. I mean,
he was Devastator.
Yeah, he was Devastator.
There's that.
But I mean, G.I. Joe, Transformers, and Gem, Sunbow.
I will say this, even though
Silverhawks, Thundercats,
top
notch.
A lot of cartoons in the 80s, even the lesser ones, all had fantastic intros.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The intros are almost better.
Yeah, the cartoon intros are so amazing. Like, you know, it's like a band singing the intro.
They get like a real band.
You know, and all of them, they're just so memorable.
Good example, Rock Lords.
Rock Lords.
Terrible toys, not a great cartoon, fantastic intro and song. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Smurfs, best intro ever.
No. What are you doing with your life?
Smurfs? All right, Snorks.
They were like their cousins.
It's the underwater Smurfs. It's the underwater Smurfs.
Aqua Smurf.
Smurfs were kind of cool.
They
didn't do anything. They just stood there. But they were popular.
Yeah. But I mean, all those things, but the intros were just so amazing. Like, I think I watched a Chipmunks episode the other day, and I was like, man, this cartoon was terrible. Why did I like it? And then the intro came on, and I was like, oh, yeah. The intro was fantastic.
They were all catchy.
Yeah Darkwing Duck. Like, all these intros. DuckTales. Turtles. Yeah, DuckTales. Yeah. Ooh.
Chippendale.
Yeah.
I mean.
It was amazing.
It's all, brand, earworms?
Yeah, earworms. Yeah. They were catchy and they'd get stuck in your head.
So what's the song?
Did from X-Men?
No. Oh, yeah. Did we say that already?
We touched upon it.
So the X-Men 92 or X-Men the Animated Series?
It's a... Right?
Yeah. And so then what is it? Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. Right, it's
I'm your baby tonight.
Right.
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
It's X-Men theme is Whitney's song.
Yeah, it's reworked.
Right.
It's different.
But you'll never quite unhear it once you know.
Yep. Enjoy that.
Got him.
Speaking of earworms.
But that's probably one of the best intros.
Animated Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Good intro. Animated Batman.
I was partial to the 80s intro in Spider-Man. Just because that was the first one I saw. So then when the 90s came out, and it's like, what is this voice, this spy?
What's the one where it's action is his reward to him, life is...
Oh, that's the 60s
Spider-Man. Web.
See,
that's the one everyone knows.
Yeah, so that was like, I guess, reruns when I was a kid. Like, that was the one I would see.
67.
One where he throws rope nets on people.
Yeah, and when he punched someone, it'd give you the noise from Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, and Hanna-Barbera, those cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Wacky races and all that stuff.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, Scooby-Doo's great.
Yeah. And Laugh Olympics.
Laugh Olympics.
That was all of them.
Dino-Mutt.
Laugh Olympics was like, if you didn't get to see all these cartoons, well, they're all here now.
They're all in one spot.
There's that one dog, and he's like...
right? Was it Muttley?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And then the evil guy with the...
They were chasing the pigeon, right?
The planes
catch the pigeon.
That's a good cartoons.
And a lot of those things never got toys until the 2000s or later.
Oh, what? So it was like with Herculoids and all that?
Yeah.
Is it... What is it? Toynami or who?
Toynami.
They did... I don't know if they did, but they did some of that stuff.
In the early 2000s, like when Space Ghost did Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Those figures are money.
They got figures, and then they did Herculoids, and then they did some of the other cartoons, and they were tough to find.
Yeah, yeah.
They were only in, like, multimedia stores, you know?
Yeah, like, what is it, Suncoast Video?
Yeah,
FYE.
FYE, yeah, yeah.
There was another one, too, I forget. You'd always see them in the mall. I don't know. Electronics Boutique, did they have stuff like that? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
That was just, games. If I went to the mall, if you were stuck going to the mall, there was only a handful of places that I cared to go. Yeah.
Babbage's.
Well, see, back, like, when I was growing up, the bookstores were Walden Books and B. Dalton.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the mall, one was on one end, one was on the other end, for whatever, you know, they didn't want
to compete.
Yeah.
And then there'd be a KB, and then maybe something else, or, like, you know, like... when I was a kid, I don't recall GameStops or any of that.
No.
But then as kind of college, high school, I remember Suncoast.
Spencer's?
Yeah, Spencer's.
Right?
Yeah.
They carried all the oddball stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah, but then when you went to, like, the back, then it was just, like, all this adult stuff. Like, it was weird. So it's like, I came in with my mom, and now there's, like, edible underwear or something in here. It's like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here.
That's a funny-looking cup over there. How do you drink from it? I don't know, Mom.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's where I got a Freddy glove.
Yeah.
And my dad got it for me, and I came home, and I was like, check it out, Mom. And she's like, that's cool. And then she, like, secretly took it away from me because, like, that's the glove of a child killer.
So
I couldn't have it.
So I was... see, I'm with you guys all the time. I tell these stories, so then I don't know if I've told, you know, the listener or the viewer these stories. But I was Freddy one Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
But I may have said this already. But, yeah, because at one point I wanted to do special effects makeup. So that was all I wanted to do.
Yeah, and I wanted to do that too, yeah.
So I bought all that stuff from the guy who did Freddy's makeup and an old Fangoria and ordered it. And I did everybody in the neighborhood. It was fun.
Did you do good, or were you just Nightmare Freddy?
No. That's a toy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
The bootleg Freddy. That's so great, and it's so expensive.
Because I have it.
No, you have Sharp Hand Joe.
Oh, right.
That's the other one.
Sharp Hand Joe.
There's two Freddy Krueger.
It's like Cotton Eye Joe did it. That's Sharp Hand Joe.
Sharp Hand Joe, instead of green and red sweater, he has a white and red sweater, so he looks more like a...
Christmas. Like,
well, they both do.
Or Where's Waldo?
But it was like
Peppermint.
In Spain or something. It's European.
Yeah,
or...
they did a whole monster line.
Right, I have it.
What, Sunbeam? Or what was the name of the
brand? I don't remember. It's a bread company. But I had to get it.
I know, but it was...
I had to get it.
Something. Anyway, yeah, they had a Frankenstein kind of...
Sharpane
Frankenstein. They had a Dracula. And Werewolf Man, I think was Wolfman. Werewolf Man. And then, yeah, there was Sharpane Joe, which... A lot of people that like bootlegs, Sharp Hand Joe.
I got it.
But then the other Freddy, which it looked just like Freddy, and it's in this really cool box, and he has this painting on it. It's, you know, he's got this huge, giant gloved hand. But it's four, and it's bootleg, and they named it Nightmare Freddy.
So that's like kind of like Robert Cop.
Yes,
yeah, that's one of the best ones.
Robert Cop.
I forgot about that. That's the furniture of law enforcement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that one too.
But the bootlegs are great, and a lot of them are, it's a company that's doing something they're kind of not supposed to, so it's a quick cash grab, but then you get these great, funny things.
Well, it's for the cheap dollar stores back in the day when mom couldn't afford the real Transformer, but she could buy you the $5 one instead of the $40 one.
I've got a list of like 30 different transformer knockoff companies. Transistor Bots and, you know, Transmorphers is a new one. But I mean, there's really funny examples. Like there's a bootleg Spider-Man that they just changed one letter, but it's called Spader-Man. And it's so funny because it's like you think of James Spader.
Right, James, yeah.
And you just, like, it'd be great to get that. Is he under the mask?
Spader-Man.
But, you know, there's Special Man. It's a Superman, and they labeled it Special Man. And it's so funny. It's from, like, a Kenner Superman head, and the body is like a Toy Biz Iceman body. And they painted it just like Superman. But it's called Special Man, which is funny in its own way.
Because he's special.
Yeah.
Right? He's special. What means.
Right.
That's cool.
What's some other... What was the insect line, the Sectars bootlegs you got? You remember those?
Oh.
It's like Insect Men or...
Oh, remind me.
They're just like the Sectars, but they're painted bright colors and I don't even think they move.
Yeah, they're static, right?
Yeah.
When did I get them?
They're on the shelf in there.
But where?
There's like two or three of them.
Yeah.
In there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Should I go get them?
Like Insect Warrior Men or something.
Yeah.
How do I not know what we're talking about?
You may be excused.
Insect Men?
I think that's the name of them.
I mean, they're literally been sitting on the shelf in there.
I have a lot of stuff sitting in there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Travis is getting the Insect Man. That. Oh!
Yeah.
I'm envisioning something packaged.
No.
Well, so... I don't know what these...
Wait.
Did we look these up? I don't know, but they're cool.
Describe them to the audience.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of look like... So we're holding a packaged... So one of the newer figures that Nacelle put out, the new Sectars line. So there's a Dargon in my one hand, and then there's this bootleg Sectar wannabe looking dude.
I'm going with Sectarns.
Sectarns.
Sectarns. Like they aren't.
Oh, I like Sectarts.
Sectarts.
I mean, like.
So.
Looks like a genie lamp.
But did we figure out who did these or no? We just kept them because they look cool.
I don't know if they had like a proper name brand.
I mean, so that reminds me, in the floor in the office, I have some bootleg Street Sharks.
Yeah.
But they're smaller.
The die-cast ones, right?
Were they die-cast?
The one I got you.
No, not what you got me. These came in a trade. Or was that...
Oh, the bigger ones.
No, they're like this big. They're on the floor in the...
Well, we have a couple of bootlegs like that. Because there's big ones, there's little ones, and...
Oh, so... All right, bootlegs. I don't know how we are for time. All right, so on bootlegs, this made me think of this. So when I think of tchotchke or bootlegs, I think of tchotchke, and... It's like, what are the things that are part of a toy line or part of a franchise, but not... an action figure.
Right. Like
so like, you know, like you have the He-Man figure built to the toothbrush holder.
Yeah.
That's kind of looks like the figure but isn't because its hand is meant to hold a toothbrush and it's got like a little hook or something.
Yeah, it's licensed but it's not really a toy. It's just
right.
Don't you want to brush your teeth? He-Man does.
Yeah. Or there's like a, you know, like a Centurion's flashlight or something. Right. Or
Transformers watch.
Right.
G.I. Joe toiletry kit.
Yeah.
With little tissue, a little cup.
Soap holder.
Yeah. So things like that were just, like if you were, you know, like if you were all in as a kid.
Bubble bath bottles.
Like
everything had them.
That's what Hasbro's putting out as the new 12-inch figures. That's why they look so horrible. We call them giant blow molds.
Yeah.
It's like that $10 price point 12-inch figure that doesn't move at the knees or elbows.
Yeah.
But that's what we got with shampoo in them as a kid, with Skeletor or Sergeant Slaughter. Or, but then, see, like, I had a Return of the Jedi zipper bag to hold my pencils.
Yeah.
That would go in my notebook, which would have had Darth Vader on it. And then you would have Return of the Jedi pencils.
Yep. So everybody would know.
And then
the score one.
And then I had a Jabba the Hutt head. And then the bottom would lift off, and it had little, like, sweet tarts in them. And then...
or stamps, right?
Right. And then you had your underoos.
Yeah.
The zipper pulls?
I didn't have that.
I had a zipper pull.
Yeah.
I had Boba Fett underoos.
I had Spider-Man underoos. Mom encouraged it. Yeah. I had He-Man ones.
I don't even know if they make those anymore.
They do for adults. It's weird.
They make adult underoos?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not right.
That's interesting.
Some of them have pops on them too, like the character has a pop on the underoos.
Interesting.
Well, you know, hey.
Hey, no, whatever. Whatever.
Something for everybody.
Something for everybody, yeah.
That could you imagine walk around the house in adult underoos? That would be funny.
I'm going to do it.
Wow, meet them.
Mom, look who
I'm going to go get the
I'm Aquaman today, Mom. Make me dinner.
To complete the set, you have to get the character socks and you have to slide on the floor everywhere you go.
No, but I mean, they had, so in my collecting, you know, I'm attracted to the weird, odd things because some of the other stuff you see so frequently that you
have it all.
Like, you know, I have the original Star Wars run. So there's no figures to get. But if I see some weird thing that I've never seen or just some goofy, odd, you know, I don't even know. Like, there are these little tin boxes that came in the other day and I was like, I haven't seen those. Like, I'd maybe seen one of the sizes, but then this was like a set that had like three or four sizes. And I was like, those are cool.
Gumball machines. Yeah. Those are great. What was the company? I forget.
I had a gumball machine as a kid.
Yeah. I had a gumball belt buckle. Yeah. Which Andy got me.
Oh, that's those. Right. The Spider-Man one.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a Spider-Man one and it was like Spider-Man, like on the thing. It's sculpted on there. And you pull a little lever, and if you put your hand under the buckle, you get one gumball.
Just one gumball.
Just one gumball, and it was terrible. But it was cool, because it was like, no one knows my secret. I have gum
right in
my belt buckle.
And this ginormous.
My plastic belt buckle with this red plastic strap.
We had a cool gumball machine come in that I put back by the desk, and I think it was some Gundam or...
Oh, that was Robotech.
Oh, so we had a Robotech gumball machine come in. I'd never seen that.
Hmm. Yeah. And most of that was all that one company. I can't remember the name of it. It's like Specialty something.
Well, I know if it's electronics, it typically tended to be NASTA. NASTA.
Yeah.
So like if you had the Transformer walkie-talkie or...
Right.
You know, a Soundwave cassette player or... A lot of times it was NASTA.
Did I do the little Transformer watch?
Well,
you know what I'm talking about, the little guy.
Well, so I think we had talked about that in one of the YouTube episodes. I'm not sure if that one's aired yet, but there was a mail away Transformer watch.
Right.
But I mean, there's tons of not licensed.
Bootleg.
Yeah.
That's the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, those are cool.
I looked it up. The other gumball company was Superior.
Oh, right? Superior, yeah.
Yeah, and they also did other knick-knacky kind of tchotchke items, too. There was so much of that stuff. They'd have end caps full of...
Yeah, yeah.
Just oddball, like, puffy stickers.
So, I have a G.I. Joe gumball machine.
Okay. I haven't seen one.
But it's not a round gumball. It's if you're head-on, it's round. But if you look sideways, it's kind of like a giant Oreo... It's like a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So head on, it's circle, sideways, it's... So it's not a complete dome.
Right.
Yeah, and it's got a vamp or something in it.
Oh, that's cool.
I know
Yeah, and I don't know if they did it with different images, or they had like the paint by number kind of thing.
Or sticker books.
Yeah, yeah. So somebody brought a sticker book in. It's almost like the size of a phone book, and it's handmade, and every page is stickers. Jeez. Puffy sticker, scratch a sniff sticker.
Oh, right.
And yeah. I just kept it because yeah. I'm like, that's just cool.
See, the one that always comes to mind to me is the Motu one.
Panini. That was the brand, yeah. They did a lot of sticker books.
Oh, yeah, they did it for Joe. That thing
was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I donated mine to the wall out there. There's a Panini
sticker
book. I still have mine. Mine's complete.
But it was one of my favorite He-Man images, and I think I had two of them. So I was like, I'll just,
Yeah, so if you're unfamiliar, the lobby of our store, when you first walk in, is covered in vintage box art. And old Topps cards and advertisements from comic books of toys in the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Anywhere and everywhere. And it's usually from things where, like, we can't do anything else with it where it's too damaged or...
Yeah, if the box is beat up to the point... Like, there's a Shogun Godzilla box on the wall.
Yeah, because it's couldn't use it.
Yeah, the box was shot. That was what we could salvage off of it.
Yeah.
But it's cool when people walk in and they're rubbing their hand on it and touching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's Easter eggs.
Yeah, there's always hidden things in the walls. Those are fun.
We're going to finish it. We just haven't.
Someday.
It's on the list of things to do.
Right.
All right, so that wraps it up for this episode. We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. And what's the line?
Tell the mailman.
Spread the word. Let's keep growing.
Take the mail, tell them.
The mailman's coming. All right. See you guys.